you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Side hustles, side gigs, side jobs, it's a significant part of the workforce today. Ted Rossman is joining us live this morning on WBEN, Senior Industry Analyst at Bankrate on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line. Ted, you know, these jobs, this category, is this extra money? Is it helping to make ends meet or paying off debt? What is it?
The most common use of this money is discretionary spending, which is a change from a few years ago when it was more about day-to-day essentials. We're seeing fewer people side hustling this year, 27%, down 9 percentage points from last year, and down 12 percentage points from 2 years ago. All of this really adds up to the job market's been strong, wage growth has been outpacing inflation for the past few years, and when people are side hustling now, it's more to get ahead. It's not quite as much to put food on the table or a roof over their head.
So, in other words, we're kind of seeing a transition here from, you know, people having multiple jobs because they need the multiple jobs for essentials to people picking up a second job or a side hustle, you know, some sort of part-time or gig work just to have discretionary money and then, you know, using the rest for their, you know, essentials or investments or whatever it might be.
That's right. We have seen a change here. I do think that side hustling will be back on the rise in the years to come. I don't think this trend is dead by any means. Young adults are leading the way. About a third of Gen Zers and millennials have side hustles versus about one in four Gen Xers and boomers. Technology is enabling more side hustles from home and other web and app-based kind of things. The workforce has also changed. It's not 50 years and the gold watch and the pension anymore. A lot of young people are trying out different things, whether it's freelancing or gig work or just supplementing a regular 9-to-5. I see this more as a temporary pause and not something that's going away entirely.
Who's doing these side hustles, these side gigs, you know, generational speaking?
It's definitely young adults for the most part. About a third of Gen Z and millennials versus about a quarter of Gen X and boomers. What people are doing is very fragmented. I thought that was interesting. Your mind may go to ride sharing and food delivery when you think about side hustles, but the truth is that it's a lot more fragmented than that. The top side hustle is actually online sales, but that was only 15% of side hustlers. So very spread out. 14% are doing some sort of professional or business services that could be freelance writing or graphic design or something like that. Other popular ones include crafts and childcare and landscaping and pet sitting and dog walking. And you know, people are doing a lot of creative things to make some extra money.
How exactly do you define side hustle? Like, is it a side hustle if it isn't necessarily just like, okay, you have your main job, maybe you have a full-time job somewhere, and then you do something extra, that would be a side hustle. But do you see that more and more people are not having that main source of income and instead like stringing two or three of these other things together, and that's the way they go about it?
We defined it as an additional source of income beyond your main income stream. So it's a little bit in the eye of the beholder. We do hear anecdotally about a lot more people doing this sort of thing. I mean, historically, I guess it was viewed more as moonlighting or having a second job, but I feel like the lines have blurred to some extent. Now you hear more phrases like gig work or even people that are full-time freelancers or full-time gig workers. I think it's a good thing that people are putting in the extra time and effort and drumming up some extra money, whether it's for discretionary spending or debt payoff or something like that. There is potentially a bit of a burnout risk. That may also be another reason why side hustling took a bit of a pause this year, because a lot of people put in extra time and effort the past few years as prices spiked. And I know prices are still high, but we've also had time for your regular wages to catch up a little bit. So that may be another reason why fewer people are side hustling this year.
Did you take a look at how much or how little people are making with these side gigs?
We did. The average monthly side hustle income is close to $900 a month. The median, though, is just $200. So it does show that that average is bumped up by some higher earners. An extra $200 a month is nothing to sneeze at, of course. I mean, that's about $2,400 a year. But it's by no means enough to live on. Most people are viewing a side hustle as kind of a smaller supplement to their wages. But still, I mean, that could go towards a vacation. That could go towards debt payoff or just provide a little bit of breathing room in the household budget. One of the best ways I like to view side hustles is the passion project. If you can kind of try something out that you love and, you know, who knows, maybe it turns into a full-time opportunity down the road. Even if it doesn't, it's a fun way to make some extra money in the short term. I used to do that writing part-time for a fantasy sports website. I mean, whatever your passion is, it is nice to build some skills and contacts and experience and make some money while you're at it.
Good. I'm taking notes here, Ted. I've got a draft in about a few weeks, 2 first-round picks. We'll have you back on then so I can pick your brain. We've got online sales is kind of leading the way. Well, I mean, it falls under a lot of different categories, but in your survey, online sales, I'm guessing that falls under like the passion project thing. You're not, you know, a traditional salesman with the Whirlpool vacuum cleaner or something. You're kind of going on to something that you might like or enjoy and then hawking a product because of it.
Yeah, that category is a little vague. I mean, that could include reselling things on sites like eBay or Poshmark, or, you know, there's lots of applications of online sales. There's kind of the traditional, you know, sometimes people sell Tupperware or makeup or leggings or things like that. One thing to watch out with some of those multi-level marketing kind of things is if they're asking you for a big investment up front, sometimes that's a bit of a red flag. I like to walk before I run. I mean, before you go out and buy $5,000 worth of makeup that you're going to hopefully sell, try to prove out the concept first. I mean, the same goes for, like, hey, if you love photography, maybe before you buy the several thousand dollar camera and computer, and, you know, maybe just prove out some of the revenue stream. But these are some things that people are doing.
You know, you were saying that like DoorDash and Instacart, they're not at the top of the list of side hustles. But just out of curiosity, what percentage of people are doing those types of things?
We're talking about mid-single digits, so not quite as high as some of those other categories like online sales and professional and business services. I was really surprised how spread out side hustling is, that out of the 12 industries we asked about, nothing exceeded 15%, and that was online sales. That was just kind of surprising to me, just how fragmented the side hustling industry is.
It's interesting to look at. And Ted, thanks for joining us. Ted Rossman, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.